Welcome to the Seller Insights Hot Seat. This is a series where we dive into an Amazon seller problem we want to solve with the help of an expert guest, where we ask focused questions around a specific topic and perhaps take an over-the-shoulder look at strategies and tactics to solve our common problems. A quick shout out for ZonGuru. ZonGuru is an all-in-one toolset for Amazon private label sellers, a world-class, powerful toolset to help you scale through data insights and automation. Check us out at zonguru.com and start your free trial. If you want to connect with us on social channels, check us out at ZonGuru for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Check us out right now at ZonGuru. We are literally going into the craziness of Q4. Shipments, fulfillments, 3PLs, those are all incredibly important topics. And you know, this could literally go on for hours, but we have Bill Carlin all the way out of Philadelphia with Shipmate Fulfillment. He's the CMO, has a lot of experience around e-commerce, 3PL storage, shipments. I'm super excited to dive in with you today. Welcome, Bill. Good to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thank you for having me. And you know, it's great. It's Halloween weekend. We're getting a little bit of a reprieve before all the craziness sets in. And you know, I'm real excited for what Q4 has in store this year.
Yeah, you know, it's, case in point, you know, we were going into Target and we're like, we need to pick up all these Halloween decorations and like the shelves are empty. And my wife is like, why is everyone going crazy with Halloween? And I'm like, it's not they're going crazy with Halloween. There's literally just no stock because it's all sitting on Long Beach in these containers, you know? So, it's a problem right now. It's funny. I've been flying a lot around, at the moment. And every time I fly out, I just see ships and ships in the ports. Anyway, we know that Q4 is a challenge for sure, and it's going to be wild. But I think more importantly, for our listeners today, and it's great that we have you on, it'll be great to dive in on from your level of experience, which is, and we're going to get more into Shipmate Fulfillment in a while, but from your level of experience with e-commerce and specifically Amazon and 3PLs and FBA and limits and, you know, all of your kind of like key insights around what are the things that we need to watch out for and get right to make sure that we can, at the end of the day, maximize our bottom dollar and be efficient and stay in stock, but also, you know, get our maximum return on our cost of goods. Any insights there, your kind of top three, top five would be amazing.
Yeah. So the first thing I will start with is it's the biggest thing I've ever found is that it's all about having a plan A, a plan B, a plan C. You should even have a plan D. So I was an e-commerce seller before I got into fulfillment. And I experienced this firsthand, both on the e-commerce side and the fulfillment side. Unfortunately, when you get into hectic times like the holiday seasons, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, even peak times during the year like Prime Day, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And a lot of times you don't have control over everything because you're relying on things like a 3PL. You're relying on things like Amazon FBA. You're relying on things like your ad cost staying where you thought your ad cost was. A competitor not throwing a sale out there on a similar item you're selling. There's a lot of things you can't control. And because of that, you got to control the things you can control. So what I always like to tell people is whether you're a seller, whether you're a business owner, whether you're even somebody that's in physical retail, it's really important to have a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, and knowing what you're going to do as each thing breaks down around you. And from a Q4 perspective, what this really means to me is having multiple ways to get that product to the consumer, right? Because Amazon's going to start gating. They're going to start saying, oh, you can only send us 200 units of that product. We're not going to take any more. And you know Black Friday is coming. You know you're going to sell more than 200 units. It's a given. So how are you going to get rid of those other, you know, 50, 60, 70 units you're going to sell on Black Friday? Are you going to just let those sales go? No. So you got to figure out a way how you're going to fulfill this. And what happens if Amazon cuts back your volume even more? What happens if something doesn't get there? You just got to have a plan for all this, and you got to know what you're going to go to next and what you're going to go to after that. Because in business, it's all about overcoming these little obstacles to find success.
100%. Yeah, I agree. All right. So we need a plan. What are some of the key areas to ask questions around to sort out, both from a process perspective, but also from a efficiency perspective? You know, what are some of the key areas to kind of tackle?
So what I like to think about is, how am I controlling my inventory? Because when you have control of your inventory, you have control of your business. And this means things coming in, things going out, knowing how much I have on hand, right? And these are all things we deal with on a daily basis as a 3PL. But whether you're doing this on your own, whether you're using FBA, whether you're using a 3PL, it's all things you need to be aware of as well. And what I find is the best sellers are able to combine all these aspects into one and manage all of these things at once. Mm-hmm. So what I usually recommend is, you want to have almost like a funnel, right? You want to have a central place where your inventory lives, whether this be a dashboard, whether this be one facility. And then once everything is where you have it accounted for, you can then begin to send it to different places, right? You can send some to the Walmart warehouse, the Amazon warehouse. You can send some to, you know, the corner store that's buying some stock off you. But it's important to make sure that all your inventory comes in, it's accounted for, and then it goes out. So what I usually recommend to people is to either do self-fulfillment or work with a 3PL. So if I'm an FBA seller, and exclusively an FBA seller, just to simplify the situation here, I know that Amazon charges extremely high rates during Q4. They charge me for all that storage. They're going to gate me. So I have very few choices. I can order just a couple units, pay my factory or my manufacturer more money, or I can go to a 3PL. I can buy, you know, a couple pallets, a container, get that discount, store the inventory much cheaper, and then have my 3PL send that inventory out to Amazon when I need it. And if I stock out at Amazon, guess what? I can turn on seller fulfilled and I can still get some sales. So a lot of times I recommend to people that they don't just send everything to FBA directly. They either take it into their own home or they take it to a facility. And from there, they're able to parse it out and have control over where the inventory is at all times. So they're sure they can fulfill that sale and they don't miss opportunities.
If you'd like to get access to the latest 60 hot products that you could sell on Amazon right now, check out our link at zonguru.com/get/hot-products right now and get access to a beautiful ebook where you'll get the most amazing products and why they sell on Amazon all for free. Check it out right now. So let's talk a little bit about that strategy specifically. I know you're going to have some insights here, especially around Q4, but right. So the use case is we've got limited stock in FBA in terms of the number we can get in there. So we have to be pretty nimble as those numbers start to reduce in FBA, actually in Amazon, that we can send it from the 3PL and get that stock in. Now, obviously, there's a timing thing here, right? Which is one efficiency. How do we get it from the 3PL to Amazon and into accounted for inside of their warehouse? And how do we do that efficiently without the delays and this massive crunch that's happening right now in Q4? So talk a little bit about, like, what's the best way to do that? And how do you avoid delays? You know, we could talk about LTL. We can talk about, you know, what's happening on the Amazon side, because there's a whole thing around their trucks and, you know, how they're actually loading in and they're backing up there. What's the best way to make sure that we can get stock in and we don't get caught where we've got all the stock just sitting outside of Amazon? Just can't even get into the warehouse.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to keep in mind with this. And the first is, you want to make sure that when you're bringing in inventory, like I said, you know where it is, because that's the key, right? You don't want stuff on the water, stuff in your warehouse, stuff in the Amazon warehouse, stuff out on a truck somewhere. You want to know where your inventory is at all times. And if it is in multiple places, you got to have a record, right? So the first thing when you're working with all these different service providers, you're trying to get things into Amazon, is having some ability of forecasting and projecting things. So once you know what you have and you know how fast you're selling it, you can then figure out how much more you need based on what your lead time is and what your supply chain is. And the problem with this is it's really hard to predict right now in our current climate, right? Because things are taking way longer than they ever did. It's hard to predict. So because of this, what I usually recommend is, one, be as flexible as you can, but two, don't be afraid to pad these numbers, right? Don't be afraid to add an extra 20% in, 30% in, because you don't know what's going to happen. It might take another 2 weeks to get that shipment in. It might take another couple days to get that truck to Amazon. One of your competitors might stock out and all of a sudden you're selling more. So what I recommend in this environment is to, you know, overplan just a little bit, especially if that's an item that's an evergreen item that you can sell all year round. You know, if you're selling Christmas lights, you might not want to be as aggressive, but if you're selling an evergreen item, something you can sell all year, like I said, I recommend just padding those numbers up a little bit, send an extra 20%, send an extra 30%, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? So that's really the way you get around this. Now, there's a couple tips and tricks that I have for getting things to the Amazon warehouse on time. And that is, one, you want to be ahead of the game and you want to be prompt, right? If you didn't send your Black Friday shipment already, it's not going to get there, right? I mean, it might, but you're putting that to chance. And because of that, you want to make sure you're getting stuff to the warehouse 3, 4, 5 weeks ahead of these key dates, right? And then on top of that, if Amazon is not sending a truck, right, you find that these trucks are just not coming to pick your stuff up, you can always use a partner carrier to get it to Amazon instead of using one of their carriers, right? So there's certain trucking companies that do deliver to Amazon, and you can work with one of those instead of using Amazon's trucking partners. So there's other ways to work around this and to get that inventory into Amazon. But like I said, the real key here is over anticipating, right? Send a little extra volume, send it a little bit earlier, give them time, because at the end of the day, like I said, you can only control what you can control. You can't control all these other exterior forces. And if Amazon's 2-week receiving turns into 5-week receiving, there's not going to be anything you can do about that besides plan ahead for it.
So if you'd like to get exclusive access to episodes early, go to our private Facebook group, Amazon Seller Network, subscribe today, and you can get episodes as soon as they're released, as well as be able to interact with our whole massive community right there in that private Facebook group. Right now, during the crunch time of holidays, the best thing you can do if you're moving stock from your 3PL into Amazon is to use one of these third-party carrier services over using Amazon's courier services. And the reason for that is, as I understand it, the Amazon trucks, the way that they work when you deliver stuff is they put them on these, you know, on a bed or whatever in a storage thing. They get it to the Amazon warehouse, and then they're literally unhitching the truck from the bed. And then they're just parking those outside. And then Amazon has to kind of pull that stock in and put it into their warehouse. And there's delays on that. There's just literally all of these beds lined up and the truck head goes off and grabs another one, right? Whereas when you use the third party carrier services, they have specific contracts with Amazon, and they drive their truck up there and then they offload that stuff literally onto Amazon's front door, and they leave with the truck, and they're like, your contract says you have to get this into the warehouse by tomorrow or whatever it is. So they have to move that stuff in over the Amazon stuff. So they have to prioritize this. That's my understanding. I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong.
Well, the thing is, if you're using a third party, it's not Amazon's truck and they don't have a contract with Amazon. So they show up, they say, I got a 2-hour window for you guys to unload this. Unload, right? Right? So they unload the truck. That doesn't mean you're going to get processed, but at least your stuff is not in the back of a truck somewhere at a terminal. The other thing to keep in mind when you use your own company or a third-party trucking company instead of Amazon's carrier is that you get control over who you're using. So if there's a certain trucking company that's been unreliable for the last couple of weeks, they're running out of capacity, you can avoid them. You can use whichever carrier is being good right now, whichever one you're getting consistency out of. Right. Where with Amazon, this is a big problem I see with a lot of our customers, is they'll book the shipment and for 3, 4, 5 weeks, some of these carriers won't show up, and they have to contact Amazon support and say, your truck didn't show up yet. It's been 8 days. It's been 10 days. It's been 15 days. And it takes a while for Amazon to switch that trucking company over to a different one. So sometimes you can end up having inventory sitting out on the dock for 2 or 3 weeks because Amazon assigns a bad carrier to your account, and you can't blacklist carriers. I've tried. Like when I was selling, I tried to be like, I don't want to use these 2 or 3 trucking companies. They're awful. Their drivers are rude. You know, they don't pick things up on time, and then they get mad at you because they can't find the building. You know, I just have a terrible experience with these carriers. Can you blacklist them? They can't blacklist certain carriers off your account. So Amazon is going to send you whatever the cheapest cut rate truck driver they can find is. And unfortunately, at times, like during crunch time in the holiday season, that can bite you because Amazon's already backed up. If that truck driver's 3-4 days late to pick up that load, things get worse.
Yeah. So high level, it's better in the season right now is to probably pick your third party courier and pick one that you work with well. Is that probably how you would go?
Yes and no. Like I said, it really comes down to how you're managing your business, right? Because if you have a lot of inventory and you're not worried about stocking out and you're just reinforcing your army, right? It's you can wait. You know, you can get that great rate for Amazon because it's probably way cheaper than, you know, me going out there and talking to a freight broker and trying to get you a good deal. You know, you're going to save money because Amazon gets the greatest deals, right? And it's going to help you to use the Amazon carrier, right? But if you're in a crunch time and you need something that's a little more reliable, you're like, oh no, I found out I got 7 units left, Black Friday's in 2 weeks. It might be worthwhile to spend a little extra money, the little more effort to go get your own carrier than it is to, you know, have another 3-5 day delay possible because of Amazon's trucking services. So like I said, it really comes down to your situation. Because I still believe that it's in your best interest to use the Amazon partner carrier just because it's efficient. It works better with their system, everything like that. But if you're in a crunch, they're not reliable. Not like a trucking company that your 3PL or you might have had a relationship with for 15 plus years.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. I think you covered a really cool part of it. I mean, we could literally sit here for 3 hours and unpack every piece of it. I think that, you know, just this insight, like it's the trigger for people listening should be like, you know, don't just automatically assume to use one service or use the cheapest or whatever. Truly try and understand and be curious about like, what is that exact process? You know, LTL, small parcel, you know, different couriers, you know, yes, one might be cheaper than the other one. What's the reason for all of these things? You need to really understand at an intricate level so that you have the tools available to be, to your point, as flexible as possible to have a plan. So, you know, talk to your 3PL guys, talk to Bill, talk to whoever it is and really understand because these guys eat, sleep and breathe, you know, this whole process. So it's in your benefit to understand all those pieces. Thank you, Bill, for being on. Tell us a little bit about you guys as a company. How do they get in touch with you? How do they use your service? Anything on that front?
Yeah, so we're a 300,000 square foot family run distribution center in Philadelphia. We're a full service 3PL. So we handle everything from small e-commerce parcels all the way up to large LTL and FTL shipments. You know, we work with multiple trucking partners and other partners to try to get your shipments in from the dock. So we work with everything from small parcel all the way up to container load. So we can service a customer of any size. You can find us at shipmatefulfillment.com or you can check us out on social media. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on all of them. And we're constantly putting out all kinds of content on YouTube and our blog. So check us out.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Last question just from me is what's the benefits of shipping, for example, all the way to Philadelphia and using that as your distribution center? Are there key benefits there? Or do you have other partners, for example, in California or whatever it is?
Yeah. So right now we're a one facility 3PL. Okay. The main benefit of shipping everything to one location is the simplicity of it, right? So if you're, you know, Gatorade or Coca-Cola, makes sense to have multiple facilities. It really does, because you're going to save, you know, $1, $2 a parcel here or there, everywhere. But it adds complexity, right? Like, there's a reason why these big companies have tons and tons of employees, because they got to manage the movement of these goods between all these different places. So a facility like Philadelphia, we're on the Eastern Seaboard, right? We have 25% of the US population right there within our one day zone, right? New York, Philadelphia, Washington, DC, Baltimore, right? We can reach all these places pretty cheaply, pretty effectively. And like I said, it adds that level of simplicity as well as that ability to condense all your inventory into one place. Also, we're family run and operated. We've been around since 1984. So we own our building outright. We don't have any expensive leases. And because of that, we have affordable storage and we, you know, take care of our customers. We have great customer service. You know, you can see that on the Google reviews compared to some of the other guys. So, you know, if you're looking for, you know, a nice partner, right, somebody that's going to be there with you and help you out with your business, you know, we're a good fit for those types of businesses.
Sounds good to me. Sounds very good to me. Check it out, guys. Get hold of Bill. And yeah, I wish you the best of luck for Q4 and for 2022. And I'd love to have you back on the show at a later stage once we get through this next wild few months. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. It was a pleasure.
If you enjoyed this episode, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts and subscribe today to check out all of our other episodes.